The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you in your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you. Do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. It's hard not to strike back, is it not? We're human. When people hurt us, our instinct at first is, you did something to me, now I gotta do something to you. That's part of our fallen human nature. When people hurt us, we wanna get back at them. But that leads to nowhere. Jesus teaches us a much more difficult road, but his road leads to eternal life in heaven. And this image of Jesus telling us to turn the other cheek is actually a very great sign of strength. And what our Lord is telling us is, focus on what's important. And what's important is what he truly taught us. My dear brothers and sisters, we will be judged for how we live our lives here on earth. And we will be judged for, have we shown forgiveness, compassion, empathy? Or are we chose what the world wants us to do, which is to speak ill of people, to strike back, to not wish well of others? We're not going to like everybody here on earth. That's just the reality. There's going to be people that rub us the wrong way. But what our Lord is telling us to do is be better than what the world is telling us. Follow his ways. And if we follow his ways, we will have the reward of eternal life in heaven. So how are we doing with that? When people hurt us or say something, do we go and gossip about them? Or do we do what our Lord is asking us to do, which is to pray for them and ask God to bless them? So let's do that right now as we start this Monday morning. Who in your life do you need to pray for more? Who are you struggling to love? Let's bring that to our Heavenly Father right now.